time for the weekly feed. I'm joined by Adrian, a.k.a. Burger Boy.
Burger Boy.
Now, normally this segment is all about exploring wonderful eats all around Sydney, but I'm sure you've noticed.
It still is today.
I'm sure you've noticed this, Adrian, but Sydney has gone burger crazy.
Burger
bonkers.
Burger mental. Burger bonkers, yes, absolutely. Headlines everywhere. Yeah, it seems like every week there's a new list of Sydney's 10 best burgers here. And we're talking sort of your classic American sort of style cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Not the, that very Australian hamburger that's got the beetroot and the eggs and the bacon.
Don't knock that.
I'm not knocking that for a second.
Okay, good.
But this is just a different sort of thing altogether. And every week it seems, or every sort of one of these lists, it seems that Burgers by Josh is the name at the top of this list. He's always sort of the guy on top.
He's a big mover.
He's the big mover and shaker.
All right, so every couple of weeks, in between we hear from Tung No, of course, and from Alton as well from the weekly feed. You'll be checking in with his Burger Boy.
Yeah.
Your latest burger exploit.
Sydney's latest superhero.
The unwanted superhero. All right, the Burgers by Josh, he's a pretty big mover and shaker.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's over in North Sydney, the Greenwood, out the back of the Greenwood Hotel. There's a little place there. It sort of started as a pop-up sort of restaurant of sorts. It's now seems to be sort of semi-permanent. I think he's there till the end of February now.
Okay.
A mate and I went over there. It's a bugger to find a park, but once you do, it is absolutely worth it. It's worth all the rave. It's worth all the attention. These burgers are incredible.
All right, so walk us through it.
Okay, so you go in. There's a choice of maybe five burgers. Mm-hmm. Five burgers is what he's got. There is a vegetarian option on the menu, the Lisa Simpson it's called.
Okay.
But the one that he's known for is the infamous Primo. It's $21. That doesn't come with chips. It doesn't come with a drink or anything like that.
This is my problem with the burger world, the burger frenzy that's gripped Sydney for the last at least 6 months, is that the price of these things.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose supply and demand, if people were willing to pay over $20 for a burger, of course you'd charge that.
Absolutely.
But you don't even get chips or anything with it.
Yeah, you don't get anything with it. That is a bit rough. It is a bit steep, so it's not for everyone. If you've got the money, you've got the incarnation to get over there, I would definitely recommend it.
So what's on the Primo?
It's bloody everything. This isn't going to be good radio, but there's a photo of it. It's huge. You've got jalapenos in it. No, you've got an onion ring that's sort of deep fried.
Mm-hmm.
The sauce is incredible. You've got lettuce, you've got tomato, and two patties as well.
Okay.
With cheese.
What about sauce? Because the sauce, of course,
is a Thousand Island sort of Big Mac-y sort of sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And just absolutely incredible. I think that one of the most important things with burgers, and I love my burgers, one of the most important things other than the meat is the bun itself.
Okay.
You've got to have the freshest bread. It's got to be soft. It's got to be just perfect. This was some of the most incredible bread. You just touch it. It's like touching a cloud. just so soft. So
okay.
Supple.
All right.
Incredible. Incredible.
I like it when they kind of toast the bread a bit.
This is toasted. Yeah. Okay, ever so slightly toasted, just on the insides, obviously.
Toasted cloud.
Yeah. Just a toasty cloud of goodness.
All right. And so, I mean, how should we do this moving forward? Should we rate out of 10 or what do you want to do, Burger Boys? This is your call.
Let's go out of 10.
Okay.
You start off with the best. It's a 9 out of 10. It really is.
Wow.
All
right.
It's incredible. The jalapenos, it's not... It's a big, big burger. It's a big... You didn't walk out of there... Both me and my mate both sort of said to each other, we didn't walk out of there feeling like we'd eaten a cow.
Yeah.
It's a big burger, but we just... Yeah.
Not perfect. Stupid. Because a lot problem with a lot of these burgers, you see them on Facebook groups or what have you.
Yeah.
They're just these immense...
They're huge. There are ones out there that are 7-8 patties tall. They're just stupid.
Ridiculous.
They're for idiots.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. The very first Burger Boy edition of the weekly feed. 9 out of 10 for Burgers by Josh over
Absolutely.
There in North Sydney. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Godspeed.